Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition. How are you? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell.
What?
Guest host Ron Ness. Yeah, he's back. Right, Todd Mitchell right there.
I like never work anymore.
Welcome
back.
What
a slacker, huh?
Yeah, how's your mom doing?
Hey, better. Thanks for the thoughts and prayers. It was, you know,
prayers and
AFib and exhaustion from a move and all kinds of fun. Yep. So, but
oh, good,
much better now.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Talking home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Valley City, exit 292. Specials today, meatballs, Swedish meatballs, or lasagna. They're doing taco bacon Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got the Swedish meatballs, or cheesy taco hot dish. That's not a casserole, my friends. That's a hot dish. That's all I'm saying, right?
You know, if you go and order the casserole, hopefully you'll know what you're referring to, though.
12th Avenue's got the Swedish meatballs as well. 205 NP Avenue lasagna. The fabulous chicken pot pie in Glendon. That's where I'll be stopping. Mm. Orange or General Chow chicken in Euland. Grab and go convenience and home cooking. That is PetroServe USA. Ron Ness is here, North Dakota Petroleum Council main man, to guest host today on What's on Your Mind. Ron, I have many questions.
Well, Kevin, I think the world and the people across North Dakota have many questions, and I have lined up the big guns today.
You have all the answers, right?
I have none of the answers, but I've got the people. So,
Ron,
let's get one thing straight.
Go ahead.
Todd has been gone, and I'm guest hosting today, and the world knew that last time I did this without Todd in the room, it was a disaster. So, Todd is back.
Wasn't that bad.
I think you guys jetted him in. You're probably jetting him back at 11:30 just to avoid
all. You better hope I remember how to do any of this stuff, because it's been a while.
So, anyways, Kevin, we have got just a we're gonna spend the first half hour here kind of running up the bash list, like, is all things good? It's like, didn't we say this was coming? Didn't we? We've moved from the second largest producing country in the world to the first to the second in a matter of 15 months. They've done everything they could to
by the way, energy
gas.
Independence is not a real big thing that we need to have.
Yeah, it really wasn't that important after all. I mean,
mean tweets mean war. Which would you rather have?
But Ron, and, oh, by the way, it's in everything we use, run, own, wear, right?
Yeah.
It permeates into inflation.
Unless you're a caveman and rubbing sticks for your fire.
So we want your questions today. I've got Lynn Helms, Kathy Nesset, two of the people that know absolutely the most about oil and gas in the state of North Dakota, probably the country or the world, and then Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who, by the way, grew up in one of North Dakota's great oil families and is one of our great wildcatters. So he's a congressman that just happens to know something about this on Capitol Hill. And then we're going to mix in a little game and fish, of course. We always got to do that. New baiting restrictions, new chronic wasting disease. So, Kevin, you had a question. What's your question?
No, I was just going to say if I had hair, I'd be pulling it out, with having stopped and got gas this morning. But, you know, the one thing that I wanted to ask you, I want to ask the same to Kathy and our guest today. Well, okay, we've made the announcement now. We're going to cut off and stop the import of Russian oil. Great. What are you going to replace it with? And obviously, you know, well, we're going to talk to Iran or we're going to talk to Venezuela. My question is that, first of all, we shouldn't have to talk to any of those countries because we have it here. If tomorrow or if today even, Joe Biden said, we're going to turn on all the spigots. We're going to fire up the Bakken, we're West Texas, every well, every opportunity in America. How long is the question? How long would it take to get the Bakken back up to those pre-Biden levels? You know what I'm saying? I mean, could it be done tomorrow? Or are we short staffed now? Are we, you know, there's so much to that question. I thought, I don't think we could just turn it back on tomorrow.
Kevin, you are right. However, and I think that really is the question. And the thing I want to focus on after 9:30 today is the solution. However, I would say that this president, last night at about 8:30, I finally heard Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm say something about America should increase its own oil production. If this president had come out in a state of the state and just done two or three different things, the price of oil would not have run up like this. Oil's down $5 today, probably because we got over this. And if when they announced the Russian sanctions, if he'd included oil in that, it would have been one hit on the market. The oil's in a world panic right now. Russia produces 10 million barrels a day. They're the third largest producer. All of a sudden, where we're going to get that in an administration that just simply does not want to produce fossil energy made from fossil fuels. And
right.
Every effort, you know, I did an interview yesterday and somebody said, you know, Biden is blaming it on this. I said, do you really believe that? I don't think there's anybody in America that doesn't know where to point the finger. So what can we do? His message to Wall Street, his message to investors, ultimately this is all about the dollar and the investment dollar and wanting to invest either in coal, wanting to invest in oil, Wall Street opening up the spigot, cutting the producers a little bit of break, not to be, we are zero focus in North Dakota on making the Bakken the cleanest barrel in the world. But to do that, it really begins to limit your ability to produce and the way they produce and the ability to finance any of the activities. And that's a big part of why we're down 200,000 barrels a day is because the financing is not there. As I walked in the room, I just talked with a major oil producer, and there we are financed on a very flat scale for this year. And I said, what changed in last week? He said, Ron, nothing changed. I mean, until the banks and Wall Street say, go grow oil production, and that can start from the White House. That's the big difference.
Well, you know, the leader of the free world has it all solved. He here's his you heard his commentary as he was heading to the helicopter.
Can't do much right now. Can't do much right now.
Well, you know, if we're waiting for him to do much right now, we're all in trouble anyway.
Yeah, I think the second.
Can't do very much right now.
The second part of that was is blame Putin. Blame Putin.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
You know, it simply, and then Colbert somewhere said last night on late night TV that, you know, I don't mind paying $4 or $5. I'll pay more. I'll just go buy an electric car. Well, isn't that great, Todd? Isn't that just great for all of us out here? It hurts to go to the pump, and the reality is nobody benefits that oil.
It was like $110 to get back from the Twin Cities last night. I mean, don't think I've ever spent that much in gas to get back.
Well, and it's going to hit everything else. So we're going to focus on solutions today. And the ironic part, as I mentioned in the preview to the show this morning, you know, our administration essentially flies to Venezuela last weekend to try and talk about getting them to produce more oil. I said, guess who produces more oil than Venezuela every single day? State of North Dakota. We produce...
Oh, and by the way, it's our
oil. 300,000 more barrels per day.
We don't have to rely
country.
On enemy territory to supply us with oil.
300,000 more barrels a day are produced in North Dakota and Nevada and then in the country of Venezuela. And that's why I think our governor and our congressman invited our president here yesterday. Come see what
What's
we can
What's the over-under on him showing up?
Yeah, very light. But
yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
By the way, the former president came here and went to the Mandan Refinery with us, so change of culture, change of mindset.
He shows up, draws a huge crowd. Now, how many would be here if Biden showed up like next week? How many would end up showing?
I would be there, Todd. We've got just so many
not in the same mindset.
So many
though, would you?
Questions out there from across the world, and you know they're just it's on every national TV show all the time, and that's how significant oil is, and that's why. This Bakken, and let's recall, we changed the world here in North Dakota. We cracked the code on how to produce oil from shale. We put us in this situation. Texas is coming out on the news today saying they've got 150,000 potential well locations in the state of Texas. Again, financing's got to be there. The desire's got to be there. The federal agencies have to want to permit those wells. And once they permit them, that's just, you know, their story now is there's 9,000 permitted wells out there, but now you got to issue your NEPA. You got to go through all the federal processes, and guess what, Kevin? That's gotten a little slow in the last 13 months.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Don't figure.
So that's one of the many questions I've got with that.
So you know, oil's down a little bit this morning. I think that's a positive in the terms of reaction, and that we're beginning to wake up and recognize, hey, we can fill this void. 8% to America of Russian oil, we can do it. And it does take time, Kevin, but the reality is you can go out to individual wells and you can just push a little more and push a little more, and you've got to get the momentum rolling, and you've got to get Wall Street wanting to do it. That all comes from the top down. So all good discussions for our state. And you know, who would have thought that we would be in a position as one of the world leaders in oil just two decades ago, pre-Bakken, we were producing less than 100,000 barrels a day. Today, after COVID and after this past year, we're still over 1.1 million barrels of oil per day in the state of North Dakota. And it is a significant impact upon our economy and jobs and everything. And wouldn't it be great to have some encouragement from D.C.?
Wow. Are you holding your breath on that? Or
I got more, baby.
Team up with Canada a little bit and maybe get that Keystone XL construction refired up. And
there you go.
Might help, Joe. Just saying, something you can maybe do. All right, we'll be right back.
If you make the switch, you'll find Rob Schmidt. Every weeknight, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Rob and the team on cable, on streaming, on their apps for the really big news. See, Rob every day exposes the fake news. This week, he exposes the real truth about the war in Ukraine and the dangerous role Joe Biden played and why Putin feared Trump but not Biden. Find Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central on Newsmax, and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax, now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news network. Make the switch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you want Newsmax. You can download the Newsmax app on your phone. It's free, and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today. Trust me, you'll love it. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Number to call 800-228-0550. If you want to text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can always leave a message on our hotline, 855-200-1776. Brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at My Pillow. The awesome pillows. We just got a second set of sheets because the missus didn't like having to wash the sheets and then do the whole process and put them right back on. She wanted to have a backup set. And I'm telling you, I didn't believe the deal with the Giza cot and all. It's true. They are amazing. And the towels are amazing too. Everything really on sale right now. He's got a lot of great prices, but you got to have the promo code. Promo code is Scott, as in Henin, S-C-O-T-T, S-C-O-T-T at MyPillow.com. Right on the homepage there, you'll see the radio listener specials. You just click on that, and then you enter your promo code, and away you go. And right now, Mike's throwing in a copy of his book as well. So what are the odds if you go and pretty much order anything? I'm a big fan of the slippers as well. I actually wore the slippers to a poker night on Saturday night. Because I thought, well, I'm not going to put the boots on and bring the slippers. And so I just brought
them. Are they your lucky slippers? Is that it? Or what's going on here?
They don't have to be pink, do they? Let's get on to some calls here. We got a lot of. I know. I'm a little stuck with his pink slippers and poker, so.
There you go.
Hey, if he wins with them on, he wins with them on. I'd do it.
Did your beverage have a little? Did your beverage have a little umbrella in it too, Kevin?
Did not judge my charms, Mister.
If it makes him win, I do it through. All right, no pride here.
We got three calls on the line here. Let's rip through those. Brady, you're up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, I don't know why the media has failed to realize that Vladimir Putin stopped Wuhan, too. He's up to 34 biolabs that he's found and destroyed. Why aren't you mentioning that he is not an invader but a liberator?
Well, that's, you know, Brady, that's a question I've had because there's so much motive and different stories around what's motivating him or why he's doing it. I don't know what, I'm kind of in a, I don't know about you guys, Ron, Todd. I'm just kind of in a, I don't know what to believe with this.
Well, I happen I think to run
Brady's
across.
Brady's got a great point.
I happen to run across an email yesterday that I found in July. We had world leaders here to talk about North Dakota. And there was a gentleman from Ukraine here, Ukraine Parliament. And he left us a book. And it has all the incredible natural resources of Ukraine and all of their. All of the things they have in Ukraine, and it's an amazing read, and I think certainly Putin is knows full well what Ukraine has for natural resources and other things. So good point, Brady.
Sir. He's not interested in the resources, sir. Remember when Snake Island last week, I think it was on the 28th of February, they went in, the Russian ship said to those people on the island, you have 10 seconds to get off or we're going to blow you up. And he did. He blew that up. That was a bioweapons lab made by the Jews. The Mossad, which is the CIA of the Jews, and they were testing aerosol anthrax.
All right, thanks for the info, Brady. We're going to move on to Jeff in Jamestown.
There's a lot surrounding this, and
there's a lot of things to uncrack.
I don't know that you can discount what Brady just said. You know, who knows? But yeah, let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
2 points here. December 2015, and a majority vote, Congress decided we should export oil and gas. And the last 9 months have been record amounts of those products, and now I'm paying the price. They need to clean this mess up. Number two, SIB invested 35 years of my wife's retirement in Russian-backed securities. They're fired. Where's my money, and I want to know how much we lost. I want to know today. Okay? That's what we need done. Thank you.
Jeff, completely disagree with you. The move by the U.S. Congress to export oil from the Jimmy Carter export ban days was the greatest move. That's what allowed us to become a dominant oil and gas producing country in the world. It allowed us to export oil and gas to our allies. We have backed off the ability to do that by restricting permits, restricting our production. But us allowing us to export oil and natural gas to our allies across the world is exactly what we need to do, not what we don't need to do. We don't control the world price of oil in America. In the absence of that, we would be in a much worse situation than we are today. Ask our friends in Europe and across the rest of the world. We were exporting we got to grow production. We were exporting Bakken oil to Belarus. We can affect prices on oil by supplying the world. Just look at where we were with gasoline prices 18 months ago. We got Gene on Patriotic Education.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, a lot of the energy stuff has to do with education. Yesterday, you were talking about patriotic education. Mm-hmm. There used to be a thing called YCL. We had it in grade school, and that was Young Citizens League. And before Trump left office, before it was stolen from, he was talking about, we're going to teach our kids patriotism. And this oil thing all has to do with the CO2. That is, the CO2 is a whole bunch of lies. And education, if we had some education about that, we wouldn't have this trouble.
Gene, I think your point on education is well taken. We have, as a country, we have left the allowed the progressives to educate our young people and our citizens that energy from fossil fuels is bad, and that producing that energy is bad, and it is leading us down a path which is puts us at complete risk. And if we think Russia is a risk. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was here last May, and he said time and time again, China is the risk. And when we reduce our ability to produce energy in this country and we become more reliant on the things like lithium that China controls in the world, we put ourselves at even a greater risk. So I think your point is well taken. We've got
it's all about Agenda 2030.
We've got Mike. Mike, got a quick comment for us, Mike? We're running out of time here.
Yeah, I'll make it quick, you guys. I'm disgusted with Newsmax, and I wonder if you guys are going to mention that they were bought off by Biden. They were part of a billion-dollar deal to hide the adverse effects of the vaccination along with Fox. You guys use Fox to put your news in between breaks, and also you guys push Newsmax a lot when Newsmax is our enemy, and I wish you guys would push OAN a little bit more, and also we get control of lithium in the world with the Mountain Pass mine, but Obama broke their back, put them up for sale in bankruptcy, and guess who bought them? The Chinese.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your comments.
Thanks, Mike. One thing, too, that Biden did was he canceled the lease in Minnesota. He canceled the lease up in the Iron Range. There was a mining contract or a mining lease that was already done deal. He canceled it. And it would have provided, you know, thousands of jobs to that part of Minnesota up on the range. And, you know, we don't care about that. We don't need to mine our own. We don't need to drill our own. We don't need to extract our own. We just need to shut up and take it, and we'll buy it from other people, apparently.
We're going to be back with Lynn Helms after this break, and we're going to dig into some of these permitting issues, some of the solutions going forward.
Any questions, 800-228-0550. We'd love to hear from you, 800-228-0550. You can always shoot us a text, 701-237-1590. This is What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hannon. We'll be right back.
They are hot.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Parliament Tuesday, pleading for more help as Russia continues to violently attack her neighbor. The defiant president quotes some of Winston Churchill's World War II address to the UK nation.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know those folks. Apparently, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Yeah. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. And speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, look here, Ron Ness sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot. I just happen to have in front of me North Dakota oil and gas. 23% of the state wages are paid by the oil and gas industry, 17% of the jobs, and over 50% of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota. So, you know, that's all part of the discussion we're having today. Why not do this in America, and why not do it right? We've got the guy in the chair next to me here. Exactly. Mr. Lynn Helms is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. He's the state's top regulator, works on behalf of the Industrial Commission. Lynn's got, I believe, about 23 years of experience in this job. There was zero drilling rigs when he started working for the state. And he has seen this thing go up, up, and up in North Dakota and us become a world leader. Lynn, so many questions out there today. We invite the callers. We've got you for the full half hour. But the one thing, the Biden administration is just pointing the finger back saying, yeah, but there's 9,000 permits that we've approved out there. Why isn't the industry drilling?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and that's a great topic to open up with. So those 9,000 leases that are out there are all speculative. The time that I spent in industry made it clear that you have to do your leasing before you can even do seismic or any kind of geology or speculation on what might or might not be there. So a very small percentage of those 9,000 leases are going to actually turn up to be worth investing capital in drilling an oil or gas well. I like to bring it down to what's going on in North Dakota. So in North Dakota, right before the Biden administration took over, there were over 800 tracts nominated for leasing, ready to go by the BLM. 422 of those had already been cleared by the surface management organizations, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Forest Service, already cleared half of them. Ready to go to lease sales. President Biden suspended all lease sales. And then a year later, they said, well, we think maybe we'll have a lease sale in northern North Dakota. We might put 20 tracts up for sale. Turns out they've canceled the first quarter 2022 lease sale. Probably aren't going to hold the second quarter 2022 lease sale. We've actually held hearings and had operators talk to us about wells they want to drill that they cannot drill, because there are unleased federal tracts in those spacing units.
And Lynn, many of these are virtually all private land, private minerals with a small tract of federal minerals in there, but you can't drill the well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll point to one out there north of Fort Union, North Dakota. Everybody knows where that's at. There's a 20-acre unleased federal tract, and it blocks half of that spacing unit from being drilled. So that 20 acres is taking 640 acres of private and state leases off the table. We tallied up the numbers. It's almost 1,100 wells that are being blocked by those unleased tracts that have already been cleared by the surface management agencies. It is incredibly frustrating to watch this thing roll out and then to hear people demagogue or gaslight us on how many leases are out there. It's the leases that have been nominated that are really wanted that are important.
Haven't supported Keystone XL Pipeline, haven't supported DAPL. They could have done a lot of things to really lock in and secure DAPL, which, again, is part of that whole investment plan. But let me ask the obvious question. So why would the Biden administration cancel these lease sales?
Well, it was all about climate change. Their point was that we needed to reduce fossil fuel production in this country, and that was all about reducing the production of carbon. As you know, the state of North Dakota knows how to manage carbon. We started down this track 14 years ago under then-Governor Hoeven, and we've got all the regulatory policies and statutes in place. We've got states all over the Midwest wanting to send their carbon here because we know how to produce low-carbon oil and natural gas. We know how to manage carbon in the state of North Dakota. But the federal government will not take the handcuffs off and let states work in the way that they know best. So you brought up Keystone Pipeline. If that had not been canceled on day one, it would actually be in operation before the end of 2022.
900,000 barrels a day of Canadian oil coming into U.S. refineries.
1.5 times Russian imports coming from Canada, and it would be in operation by the end of this year.
And by the way, American energy producers, that's not that's like being U.S. DERM producers and having a whole bunch of Canadian DERM come in. But the reality is that was such a significant message to the world that we are going to stop energy production, that we supported all of that pipeline because of just what it meant in the bigger picture. So, Lynn, let's just let's focus for a minute on Russia's 8% of the world production. North Dakota is about 12% of the U.S. production. What can we do? If the president, like we thought he should have last week in the State of the State, walked to the podium and said, we need to unleash America's energy industry, we need to invest, we need Wall Street to invest, we need to, the federal partners, the federal agencies need to work with states, work with industry. What could North Dakota do, and how quickly could we act in North Dakota to get our production back up to where it was? We're at about 1.1 today. Probably a couple hundred thousand barrels short of maybe where we should be.
Mm-hmm. So North Dakota in late 2019, November 2019, was over 1.5 million barrels a day. Looks like January is going to come in just under 1.1 million as winter sets in. But, you know, really the key thing that has happened, so you had the Keystone Pipeline, you followed that up with the suspension of federal lease sales, and suspension of permitting for a period of time. And then that was followed up by pressure on the banking system to not lend money and pressure on Wall Street to not invest in oil and gas in the United States of America. And that has absolutely hobbled our North Dakota oil and gas producers. They cannot get capital out of the stock market. They can't get capital out of the private capital funds. And so we're stuck at this 1.1, 1.2 million barrels a day. If you unleashed that capital at these oil prices, we could easily surpass that 1.5 million barrels a day. And we really do have the potential, if you drilled up the core area over the year or two, we could push that 2 million barrel a day number. But the key big producer is ANWR. And they canceled ANWR. You have a pipeline crossing the state of Alaska that's running at minimum volumes. It's almost at the point of having to shut down. It has the capacity already to move ANWR oil, over 1 million barrels a day, to Valdez, Alaska, and bring that into the west coast of the United States of America. So it's just a pattern. And it has been a constant, consistent drumbeat for 14 months now of no, no, no.
20 years ago, you and I were standing in ANWR with the mayor of Katovic, the superintendent of the school district, and nothing would be greater for them to have an opportunity for their young people and their economy to produce oil. And I thought at the time, we were 100 miles from the nearest tree. If there was ever a place to produce oil, that was the spot. And the Trump administration hit it almost over the hump, didn't they?
They absolutely did. And you're right, Ron. I remember 20 years ago standing in the village of Kaktovik and listening to the mayor and the school superintendent talk about what a great thing Anwar drilling would be for their little village. And here we are, 20 years later, we almost crossed the finish line, and it got taken out. You know, 1.2 million barrels a day, and there's room in the pipeline for it right this very minute.
Well, and the big part of that message was, for them, it wasn't about the oil. It was about the opportunity for their young people, a place for their economy to grow, which, ironically, a decade later, we saw that happen in North Dakota, and now we've got, you know, incredible opportunities for the young people here. And one of the big things we need to get back to that education, there's been an all-out effort to educate American and young people about the evils of fossil fuels in this country, and it's discouraging people from going to work in the industry. We need people here. We need to attract more people here to do the work that we're going to need to do in order to get ourselves back in the oil game again.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Ron. You know, talking yesterday with one of our state senators about the workforce issue, and you and I heard this when we were down in Houston talking to our oil and gas operators. One of our major drilling companies tried for 3 months to bring two drilling rigs out of the yard. Finally, after 3 months, they were able to bring one out with a full crew. Workforce issues are in an absolute crisis, and a lot of that has to do with the policies that played out during the pandemic of extending bonuses on unemployment and encouraging people not to go back to work.
Let's take a call from Tim. Tim, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, we got you. Go ahead.
My question is this. I read a story yesterday, a CNBC story, about Chevron, and they've partnered with a Texas company, and they're using North Dakota Bakken flared gas for Bitcoin mining. Is this just a one-off deal, or is this a future for some of North Dakota's flared gas?
Tim, we've got Bitcoin mining going on all over the Bakken. We've got a company, at least one company that's very significant, and several others that are here that are powering the cloud. And of course, you've seen the big data centers that are going to be going on up in Williston. I think, what was it, Lynn? How many acres of
72 acres of computer servers? It's a $1.9 billion investment. West of Williston, and it's going to gobble up tons of electricity, which we hope to generate from our ethane production. But Tim, you're right. We've got dozens of Bitcoin mining operations going on Bakken flared gas. Actually met with those people in Houston first week of February. They're now focusing on small size generators to capture that last little bit of flare that comes off of the tanks, the tank vapors. Our oil and gas operators are so focused on zero emissions that they're even looking at putting that last little bit of flare into Bitcoin mining or some type of flare mitigation.
Lynn, I think that's a good segue. We are oil producers have changed their mindset so much on flaring. It's incredible, but it has really negatively impacted the ability to produce oil from day one, and I think it's slowed, and that's part of this America's all-out, you know, war on we have to just absolutely make a zero-emission barrel of energy when we're going to buy it from places in the world who they could give a rip.
No, you're absolutely right. So IEA did an analysis of Russian natural gas versus liquid natural gas exports off the East Coast going to Europe. Russian natural gas has 140% of the emissions of liquefied natural gas in a ship traveling across the Atlantic from the east coast of the U.S., but we will not build those export ports.
I'm sure it's way better in Iraq.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Great offer for you right now. They've got a massive sale on all the bedding. Talking sleepwear, sheets, the mattress topper, blankets, quilts, comforters. They even have the body pillow in the case on sale right now. So if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener square right there, get 50% off all the bedding products. MyPillow, right now, 800-506-9028 if you want to call. Use that promo code SCOTT. S-C-O-T-T at MyPillow.com. Made in the USA. 10-year warranty. It's going to last. 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. Time to start getting better sleep. Why not? I love my MyPillow. My MyPillow and my body pillow and my sheets and my towels and the slippers. I need to get the robe, but that's all. MyPillow.com. Radio listener special. Promo code SCOTT. Do it now. MyPillow.com. Ron Ness is in for Scotty today, North Dakota Petroleum Council President. Lynn Helms is joining us as well. Lynn, I have a question for you, and I asked Ron this. Jennifer Granholm, we were talking in the break a little bit about, you know, could take years to fire up, and that's my big question. If tomorrow we were given the green light to start producing domestically, how long would it take to fire everything up?
That's a great question, Kevin. And, you know, we've been here before. So
right.
When you look at what we did coming out of the financial crisis of 2008, 2009, by 2012, we had 218 rigs operating in this state. That was because the workforce came here, and this was a new technology, and we just really changed the entire world in terms of oil and gas production. So you're talking within a period of 12 months or so, this thing can turn on a dime. And these are the kind of oil prices that we saw in the 1970s as a result of the Carter policies. We saw them in the 2010s as a result of the policies of the Obama administration. And here we are back again. And in both of those cases, this state lit up. In 1981, we had 148 rigs operating in the 1980s oil boom. In 2012, we had 218 rigs operating in the Bakken oil boom. This thing can change in a year to a year and a half from dead in the water to wide open, pedal to the metal. It does not take years. It takes workforce. It takes good policies. And it takes investment by the capital.
Lynn, let's, we got a couple of questions here, but I want to ask you, well, let's go to Brent in Buxton. Brent, are you with us?
Dickinson.
Hey, Brent, go ahead.
And I drive truck out to Dickinson all the time, and there's a couple big companies there, Baker Hughes and Halliburton. There's facilities, giant facilities, are just totally empty now. Where did all that equipment go? I saw it all heading out of the state.
Yeah, Brent, I can answer that. Halliburton consolidated all other operations into Williston during COVID. Baker Hughes has essentially exited a lot of the services that they had in the state, and you know, other companies are picking those things up, like Credence Energy, a North Dakota company. So we've just seen a constant worldwide investment in oil and gas. International investments down 50%. This is what happens. And Lynn, my question was, you talked about Alaska. We know North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming. What about, you know, California has made a big decision. They've got a huge shale play over there, made a decision, no drilling.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. California is a poster child for these Biden policies, and that is we're going to walk away from our L.A. basin. We're going to walk away from the Kern River oil fields, and just no more drilling permits, no more hydraulic fracturing. And California has tumbled from number two producer in the nation to now they're down around number seven. If you look at where a lot of this equipment went, it went to the Permian. There's 92 drilling rigs operating in New Mexico. There's 300 and some in the Texas, Midland, and Delaware basins. They never saw the slowdown that we did, and they've picked back up. So Texas and New Mexico are poised to really increase production rapidly.
Incredible resource down there, and I think that, you know, somewhere 4 to 5 million barrels a day in Texas. So, Kevin in Cavalier, you have a question on oil. Kevin, are you with us?
Hey, I'm here. You can hear me?
Yep, make it quick.
Hello?
I'm running out of time.
Okay, they want to get oil from Venezuela and all these bad guys? How come they never mention Mexico or Canada? I mean, they're our friends. Let's give them the money. I mean, of course, Canada, you have to get the Keystone XL going. That's just the thing.
I think it's a great question. I'm not sure that Mexico has much for reserves, but Canadians certainly have, and their economy needs it up there. And not a word mentioned, you know, between our administration and the Canadian administration. So, Dana and Judd, I've got just a 2 minutes here.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Make it quick.
You answered some of my question around how fast you guys could ramp up again. It all boils down to this. I think Biden and the administration better say their pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States instead of backing these foreign countries and scrap this carbon capture. They're trying to put a price tag on something that's free, and the jet stream circulates around the earth every day from every country around the globe.
Dana, thanks for your comments. We're going to break. We'll be back with Kathleen Nesset. Lynn, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, much great to be here.
Shoot us a text if you want to, 701-237-1590. Quick break. We'll be back after the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.